Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, February the 11th and the whole week ahead. The lovely Sun-Jupiter aspect is good news for you. Just remember that Jupiter is moving backwards at the moment, and so therefore you need time to come up with plans and ideas, and there's nothing stopping you doing it. In fact, the only person stopping you doing anything now is yourself. But take your time, plan everything. Sun-Jupiter gives great opportunities, but some of them may not be ready for the plucking yet. Here's your Sunday stars. With the Moon opposing Neptune, but a lovely aspect to Pluto, it's one of those kind of black and white days. Black to the extent that there may be a lot of confusion linked to the Neptune aspect. So when it comes to a closeness between you and somebody else, don't get too paranoid or anxious. See a person for what they are, not what you want them to be. Because with Pluto around, there is a lot of passion coming your way. Don't question too much. And here's your Monday stars. A difficult day, and difficult mainly because there seems to be a lot of negative thinking around. I think the fact that there was a full moon in Leo on Saturday as well means the next fortnight can be pretty sensitive and up and down as far as you're concerned. And that full moon in Leo, for instance, means that you may well be suffering, I don't know, anything from hypochondria to psychosomatic illnesses. There's a lot of things you're worried about which may not exist. And if necessary, it's a good time perhaps for a health or even a medical checkup. Here's your Tuesday stars. Now there's a lot going on today, but some of it may not even involve you. But people around you will impact upon you, and that's what's happening now. So keep good company with positive people, with people who are doers, rather than those people who say a lot but do nothing. There's a lot of good people around, and they're the folks to be close to now, because they will impact goodness on your life. And here's your Wednesday stars. Well, the moon's in Libra, and what you get with the Libra and moon is a balance, an equilibrium. The difficulty arises with the square to Pluto, and what that means is obsession and doubt, and psychologically just below par. And that's the problem really with today. You've got to stick with people who are bright and positive and sensible in their thinking, not those who are full of woe and doom. And here's your Thursday stars. The energy and the emphasis is on the sign of Aquarius for you today, and that gives you great foresight and vision. For the Piscean who is a believer in the spiritual and the psychic and all of those things, and these stars are lovely, because what you've got now is the ability to connect with your inner self. And that is what is really amazing with these stars. Because to connect with the inner you means that you have great sensibility and sensitivity now. And here's your Friday stars. I love the moon and Neptune working so well together, full of tenderness and emotion and such sensitivity. This is lovely if you're a Piscean who wants to help people worse off than yourself or the underprivileged. It's about doing something for those less well off than you. And I'm not just talking about financially. The more you give now, the more you will get later.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.